you'll see that America is still the land of the free.
Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, your national beacon of liberty. Now, here's your Voice of Freedom, Brent Johnson.
Chaplain Lindsay Williams has been an ordained Baptist minister for 28 years. While working on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, he spent 3 years working and rubbed shoulders with some of the world's elite oil executives. He lived with them and attended their board meetings. He wrote about his experiences in the eye-opening book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Due to the sensitive nature of the book, Pastor Williams' life was threatened by an oil executive. He was forced to shut down his website and stop selling his books and CDs. In January 2010, this same oil executive, who was now in poor health, told Chaplain Lindsay, "I'm too old to care. Tell them everything." Lindsay Williams is truly inside with the insiders. Chaplain Lindsay Williams, welcome to the Voice of Freedom.
Thank you so very much for letting me be with you today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Recently, Cyprus went through quite a situation in which they were about to collapse financially due to overextending themselves, and the solution offered and ultimately accepted was to give them a bailout and take the money to fund the bailout from the depositors of the banks that needed to be bailed out. Now, this is the first time this has been done, but already there has been talk about making this into a pattern for the rest of the world, where the people who actually deposit in the bank are the ones charged for the failures of the bank. What can you tell us about the time leading up to this decision, what it means for the rest of the world, and how the elite are involved?
Just a few days ago, I was on the phone with my elite friend. The elite are working today toward a date for the collapse of all currencies. Cyprus was an example of something that they're doing. Let me very briefly try to explain Cyprus. Cyprus was the exact opposite of everything the media wanted to portray it as. Cyprus was the money laundering country for the super wealthy of the following. Russia. The super wealthy in Russia had put their money there by the billions. Europeans, drug lords of all people, people who were smuggling weapons, and terrorists. The elite intentionally took Cyprus down, and $10 billion were lost by, and let me try to explain who. Let's say that the elite, the New World Order, the very top echelon, are way up here. Immediately under them are super wealthy people, and wealthy people, and then little less wealthy people. And these people from Russia, Europe, drug lords, and so on, had their money in Cyprus. The elite wanted to, and I'm going to use the exact words that were used to me on the phone by my elite friend. He said, we had to disannul the wealth of those people. In other words, they had to get their wealth. It was not the little people that you heard about them taking 9% out of their bank accounts. That wasn't the issue. That was only a smokescreen to say the super wealthy of Russia, Europe, drug lords, and the terrorists, they lost everything because they had over $200,000 in their accounts. They literally lost it to the point that many of those people today are having to go back and borrow money. This is debt. That's where the elite wanted, that's where the New World Order wants them. They had to go back and borrow money now to continue their businesses.
Now, let me get this clear. You're saying they lost it. They lost it to the bankers. The money was taken by the bankers. Isn't that correct?
Yes, they lost it to whoever wanted to steal it from them. And basically, it's the New World Order group. These funds were stolen.
So does this now set a precedent for other countries experiencing similar financial trouble? Are we going to see this happen in the United States? Are we going to see this happen elsewhere in the EU?
This is exactly what my friend told me. He said, similar events to Cyprus are planned for one nation after the other all over the world. I'm going to give you a few that you'll probably see it take place in next. They actually have targeted New Zealand, Japan, and possibly Australia. And using Cyprus as an example, they will not go and pull out of the bank account. They've already pulled that one time. They can't do the same thing again. But they will use similar events. And when it comes to America, may I tell you what they are talking about? It hasn't been fully decided yet behind closed doors. but they're actually talking about a typical Cyprus event in America. But instead of going into bank accounts, they're going into retirement funds and say the indebtedness of America is so great we have no choice. We're going to pull 10%, 15%, 20%. It's actually being discussed behind closed doors.
If this happens, what will the impact be on the various economies involved? If this actually was to happen, let's say America, they were to go in, got some kind of major crash that's manipulated to happen, and suddenly 10, 15, 20% of all retirement funds are gone. What would that do to the overall economy, and what would that do to the relationship between the government and the people?
When the elite, when the New World Order are ready, they fully intend to bring about a collapse of all of the currencies of the world, whether it be China, Russia, America, Great Britain, it matters not what it is. They would use the derivative market. This will be their final straw when they get ready to do it. They would use that to do it. But in the meantime, they are going to put every human being on the face of this earth, every nation, every state, every county, every city that they can, they're going to put them into such massive debt by disannulling their wealth. Now keep in mind, $10 billion was lost in Cyprus by the Russians and the Europeans and the drug lords and the terrorists. And those people now, in order to continue the operation of their business, have had to go back and go into debt to recoup what they lost in Cyprus, which was literally stolen from them. It is disannulling wealth and putting them into debt so when the elite get ready to, they can collapse all the currencies of the world at one time.
Is there a timetable that you know of how soon before we might see a Cyprus-like event in some other country?
I can say one thing only very emphatically. The elite are at this time, right now, working toward a date for the collapse of all currencies. They have not given me the date yet. If I could guesstimate in relation to the conversations that I've had with some of them, and please, people, don't wait this long. If you do, you've lost it all. I'm guesstimating that you've got a year, maximum year and a half. It could go a little longer, but they are already contemplating a date.
I noticed you mentioned Japan, you mentioned Australia, you mentioned New Zealand. You did not mention any of the known trouble spots in the EU, Italy, Portugal, Spain. Those countries that are already having financial trouble, are they somehow exempt from this tactic?
They've already gotten them into all the trouble they want to get them into. For instance, Greece. The elite right now hold the mortgages, the paper of Greece. They bought it. One of them said to me one day, he said, "Chaplain, you don't understand." He said, "We bought that paper." I said, "It's worthless. Greece will never pay you back." He said, "Don't you know that this is the reason why we did it? We bought the paper so that when we are ready, we can basically foreclose and say, Greece, you have no choice. You'll have to give up everything, your currency, everything that you've got, and become part of the New World Order." Those particular nations you just mentioned, they already have them in the place where they want them. Now they're going after some nations that haven't quite gotten into the indebtedness, into the full extent as to where they want it.
Recently, a sudden plunge occurred in the commodities markets, specifically gold and silver. Gold, which has for a long time been hovering around $1,600 to $1,700 US per ounce, is now down into the 1500s, 1400s, and from many reports is heading down even further. Is what happened in Cyprus in some way related to what's happening with gold and silver?
No, no relationship whatsoever. They had told me years ago, "Chaplain, there's only one thing on the face of the earth whereby you can maintain your wealth. Our currency is gold and silver." Well, naturally, I had taken their advice. So it began to plummet. I was concerned, contacted one of them, and he said, "Chaplain, don't you sell anything you've got. It is going right back up." And there were two reasons why they did it. It was totally manipulated. You might have noticed that commodities plummeted at the same time gold and silver did. This is the way they put it to me. They said, "Chaplain, this is the beginning of a crack." And I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "Well, there were two things they wanted to do. Number one, the little guys like you and me, they wanted us to be discouraged into buying gold and silver. And a lot of them cashed in, but it backfired on them because many more went and bought." That was the second reason why they wanted to do this. They wanted to take it as low as they possibly could without disturbing too much financial in the world because they, the elite, believe me, I know some of them, they bought gobs of gold and silver at the very bottom when they knew it hit bottom.
So what are we to expect then from the gold and silver markets? If they're going to go back up, are we looking at months, at years? Do you have any idea?
I know that they have to take gold to $3,000 an ounce. I know they have to take silver to $75 an ounce. At the time that they plummeted all of these, everything went down. Commodities went down. Copper went down to a 52-week low. The global economy was weak. Japan's in trouble. Russia just announced last week that they're going to have to announce a stimulus. They're trying to get the entire world into an economic weakness and maybe even collapse economics. Who knows what they're going to do. Gold and silver will work its way back up over a period of time. And please, everyone out there in the listening audience, don't sell. It is going back up.
I appreciate that, but I'm going to try and pin you down a little bit more. Can you offer any insights into the time frame for when we will see gold and silver go back up?
I just finished producing a hour and 30-minute DVD series. The very first ones were mailed out Monday of this week. It's entitled New Signs That the Elite Have Just Given Me. I would beg of you to go to lindseywilliams.net and get that. In an hour and 30 minutes' time, I try to give you everything that they have given me in the way of a time frame. Again, it was New Signs That the Elite Have Given Me. Go to lindseywilliams.net, not .com, .net, and Lindsey is L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. They do have a time frame that they're working on. They wish to continue to create this indebtedness. Pension funds are in horrible condition. Watch commodities. And above everything, watch the derivative market. Because in the final end result, the derivative market is the one that you'll see. If the Federal Reserve ever says, we're going to increase interest rates, that's end. They have told me that that will be the final straw. They said, Chaplain, if you want to know when it's all ready to wrap it up, and everything is over with, whenever the Federal Reserve announces an increase in interest rates, you will know that that's the final sign.
So would it be fair to say that within that year to year and a half that you mentioned earlier, we would probably see gold and silver going back in the upward direction?
It wouldn't surprise me one bit to see gold go back to $2,000 an ounce within a few months' time. I think it would go back up fairly rapidly because the elite that I know have already bought what they want. And they have bought as much as they could get their hands on because they know that nothing else. If it is written on a piece of paper, it is worth the paper that it's written on. Someone said to me the other day, should we buy gold stocks? I said, what's it written on? Oh, this paper. Then I said, that's what it's worth. Unless you hold it in your hand, you can't trust it. And the elite bought it literally physical delivery.
Let's move to another section of the world here. I want to ask you about Syria and the Middle East. Now, we've spoken many times over the last couple of years on this issue, and I know that the elite have planned on Syria falling to the Muslim Brotherhood and that whole series of influences on their way through the Middle East. Yet, Assad still is in power. The war continues to go nonstop. The public face of what's going on shows that the rebels have done some really bad things. What's happening in Syria? Is it still following the elite's formula, or have things reversed and have the dynamics changed?
About 2 years ago, I was on the phone with one of my elite friends, and he told me before Egypt and Mubarak ever fell, everything that would happen in the Middle East. First, it was to be Egypt. It was to be turned over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Libya came around, and Gaddafi, for some reason, was able to somewhat evade them and stay in power a little longer than they thought for. And then they named one nation right after the other that would go, with the final blow being against Saudi Arabia. And it will. Mark my words. Eventually, you'll see Saudi Arabia and the House of Saud fall also. When they got to Syria, Assad was able to evade them. This should not have happened. They really should long since have gotten Assad. He should be dead a long time ago. I am still amazed that he's been able to hold out as long as he has. One event after the other was to take place. Because of Libya and Syria's Assad, the elite have fallen behind approximately 1 year in their plan with oil prices going to where they want them. Saudi Arabia would be the last stronghold because it is the last total monarchy left on the face of the earth, by the way, the House of Saud. They know that that'll be last. The Muslim Brotherhood is being given by our State Department by design plan, each of those nations. And yes, they are behind, a long ways behind in Syria, and it has caused them some problems.
What are we going to see in Syria in the near future? There's already reports that have come out that have said the rebels have been using chemical weapons. The rebels have been supported by known terrorists. The press has been showing the anti-Assad faction as being a problem. And I would imagine that's going to sway public opinion on it as well. What are we going to see over the next, say, few months to a year in Syria?
Well, we're going to see Assad go just as quick as the elite can get him. I am utterly amazed that this man's not dead yet. It's one of those things that even they didn't plan it this way. So as quick as they can get him, they will. And this will basically end that, turn it over to the Muslim Brotherhood, and then they'll go on to the next nation, finally winding up with Saudi Arabia. Many, many people predicted back about 2 or 3 years ago that we were going to have a major problem with Iran. Is there going to be war with Iran? Our warships are over there, our Army, Navy, Marines, everybody was there. Talk show hosts were calling me and saying, come on, Chaplain, go talk to your elite friend. Aren't we about ready to have a conflict with Iran? And I went to my friend, and he said, no, Chaplain, there is not going to be a conflict with Iran anytime soon. We've gone by 3 years now, and still no conflict with Iran. We aren't going to have one either. They are going to allow them to develop their nuclear weaponry. The same with North Korea. It really was a smokescreen to distract attention away from other things that they didn't want you to have to give too much attention to at the time.
You mentioned North Korea. Do the elite actually have influence over what's going on there?
Not really. That was something that developed. And as you know, the elite always take advantage of anything that comes their way. In other words, don't miss a conflict. Take advantage of it somehow. This little young ruler that took over when his dad passed away is undoubtedly a psycho. I asked my elite friends about this, and they won't respond, merely because I don't think they had anything to do with it. Some people think they do, but I don't. I think even China got a little worried about him for a while, but the powers that be used it as an opportunity to be able to take your minds off of the economy.
What about Jordan? There's been talk that Jordan is going to become a hotbed of Muslim extremists and possibly war. Has there been any word on Jordan's role in all of this?
Yes. Keep in mind, number one, it was Egypt, then it was Libya, then it was Syria. They have a list in order of how they wanted to let the Muslim Brotherhood take them over, and they thought it would happen fairly quickly. Jordan is in that list. Yemen is in that list. Dubai is in that list. Then the final one, which is so interesting, they actually have listed as the final country to have a complete overthrow being Saudi Arabia, because that's the point at which they'll take oil prices to where they want them and basically be able to do much of the crippling of the world in order to help set up the new world order.
Lindsey Williams, it's always such an education to speak with you, and it's our pleasure, all of us who are listening, to receive the insights that you offer and in some way plug into the mindset of the global elite. I want to thank you so much for spending this time with us and bringing us up to date, and I look forward to speaking with you again as the situations develop around the world.
Thank you, Brent, for the privilege. I could not be on this show if it were not for you. Please go to lindseywilliams.net, not .com, but .net, lindseywilliams.net. for bulletins that I give every few days. And Brent, thank you for letting me be on your show.
Absolutely. My guest has been Chaplain Lindsey Williams. He genuinely is inside with the oil elite. He has his finger on the pulse of what those who seek to rule the world intend to do and how they intend to go about it. His website is www.lindseywilliams.net. You can also get his latest DVDs available through that website. Lindsey, can we also still give out that phone number? I used to have a phone number for you.
Yeah, toll-free number for those who would like to use it with American operators, 888-799-6111.
That's 888-799-6111. And what's the name again of that latest DVD that you just produced?
New signs that the elite have just given to me, and there'll be signs that you will watch come to pass over the next 3 to 4 months.
Chaplain Lindsey Williams, God bless you. Stay in good health, and please continue the great work you are doing. You are helping to inform the people of the world about matters that are crucial to their well-being.
Thank you, Brent.
thank you for listening to this edition of The Voice of Freedom. Opinions expressed are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of Truth and Freedom Radio Networks, Freedom Broadcast Group Incorporated, or our sponsors. For more information about your freedoms and liberties, or to contact Brent, just log on to our website at www.freedomradio.us or call 1-888-385-3733. Join us next time for another lesson in liberty on The Voice of Freedom.
America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see that America is still the land of the free.